destroyed it.
Our first public hearing this evening is case number 12345. James O. Marshall III seeks a variance from the maximum fence height requirements for a proposed fence. Sections 115.25 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north end of Green Road, approximately 0.26 miles northwest of Lawton Lane. The 911 address is 33557 Green Lane, Millsborough. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 18, Parcel 54. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a variance of 0.5 feet from the required 3.5 foot fence height requirements for a 313.51 foot length of fencing within the front yard setback. Staff would note that we received one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Is the applicant before us tonight? Could you please come forward? You can be sworn in, Mr. Sharp.
You need to be the guinea pig tonight. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
James Marshall, 33557 Green Road, Millsborough.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And you can go up to the podium. If you have any exhibits, you can send them down to Mr. Whitehouse at the end. I see some other folks are coming up. Are they with you?
Yes, they are.
I'll have them sworn in, too, if that's okay. All right. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert Haas, 32524 Morningview Lane, Millsborough.
Okay. Can you wait right here? I'll have this lady come up.
Irene Haas. I'm at 32524 Morningview Lane with the Sussex Fence Company.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Would you like to present your case before us?
Yes. I just don't want to be redundant. And that I...
You need to convince us that you meet the five criteria for granting a variance.
Okay.
Do I need my paperwork?
Yes.
Okay. The first being the uniqueness of the property?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I want to put a 4-foot fence across where I'm allowed to have 3.5. Is that it is at the end of a 400 feet of it is strictly for my driveway. And it looks out on a cornfield. And it's not even a county road, I guess. Now, do I say why I want it?
Yes. Please.
Okay. We have two dogs, and they have been known to jump over a 3 and a 3.5 foot fence at our former residence. And so I wanted to go an extra 0.5 foot. Plus, they're a little bit older. I'm hoping that will keep them there. I also hope to maybe keep some. I don't know if that's going to keep the deer from jumping over, but. And then we also, if it's some kind of a break for the stuff that comes from the agriculture, you know, the dust and particles and stuff. Just, I want another 0.5 foot, if mainly for my dogs. Okay. Now.
Is the fence already up?
There is I have a video of the property, if that's any help, there is a post and rail fence up.
Allowed to?
If it's got it in a way, you can put it on there.
You can put it on the screen for us here.
It's on the tablet.
Tablet, and we'd have to keep your tablet.
You don't want to do that.
Okay.
Can I email it to you or something like that?
There are photographs included in
there. Yes, there are photographs.
So the board is able to see.
That's what I meant. I didn't want to be...
So this fence that you have a building permit for has not been installed. Is that what you're telling me?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I want to. I can put a 4-foot fence around the rest, and I wanted it to be uniform and the same height. Yes.
This property is at the end of a very long gravel, pretty much, it's considered a driveway, a private driveway. And there is nothing, this would not impede visually any traffic or anything, because that's the only thing at the end of this road for about 400 feet, I believe, is...
At least 400 feet.
Mr. Marshall is the only one that uses the end of that gravel drive. So it's not impeding any other traffic. There's nothing visually that it would hamper. And it is aluminum fence on that frontage that you can see through. It's not a PVC solid fence or anything like that.
And I do have a letter from my neighbor who owns all the property around except for the field. And she stated my reasons why I should have it. I don't know if you've read that or you'd like me to read that. They own that property to the right, and the property and the two other houses that you can't even see in that. And I do have the letter, and I think you all have that.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So there's no need.
I'm just trying to figure out how this fence is going to keep the dust and everything out from the farm fields.
Mrs. Gilmore suggested that maybe I even might want to go higher, and I said, no, this is fine.
Well, if it's a aluminum fence and it's not solid, right, you're not going to keep the farm dust.
That really never occurred to me till I read that, and she said, yeah, anything helps. The chemical, I want this for my dogs mainly.
So that's your
first
reason,
and foremost,
really, is because of your, what kind of dogs are they?
Jack Russell Terriers.
And they got some spring in them, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Why not arborvitaes? Why not just line it with trees?
Why dogs, fence? I can tell you from being the fence business, dogs are going to get through that. They need a fence. They need to be contained. They are active dogs. I've seen them. I've seen them several times.
Probably when they're first planted, maybe, but as they grow together, that would A, keep the dust off, and B, it would keep anything from going in or going out.
Questions from members of the board?
So, Mr. Marshall, our question here is that, and for staff also, then a 3.5-foot fence is within compliance.
Correct.
And we're asking for a variance to go to a 4-foot fence.
6 inches tall.
That's the question.
Yes.
Okay. And then maybe a comment for us. I have a concern when we issue a permit, because I think it sends a message that there's a green light. And if we know that a variance is needed, then I don't think we should issue a permit. I think there's a process and a protocol here. This is my editorializing. I apologize, but I'm concerned about
setting a
permit. In general, not that it affects you. Your question tonight is 3.5 feet being legal, and your request is to go to 4. Thank you.
If I can assist, Dr. Scott, a building permit was indeed issued in June, and on that building permit, the maximum height of the fencing was stated to be 7 feet. So the variance is only required because they can go up to 7 feet on the rear and side yard. It is only the front yard for which the variance is required. So the permit was granted for up to 7 feet. Now, I'm not entirely sure what then led them to applying for the variance, but presumably it was identified as part of that building permit.
Does this permit cover the front of the property that's in question tonight?
It covers that fencing which is permitted by right. not the fencing that requires a variance. But a building permit has been issued for 7-foot-high fencing for over 1,000 feet, which is, in theory, three sides. But they do need a variance for the front yard.
So why did they get a permit for a 7-foot-high fence when they couldn't put it on there?
We don't know what was submitted as part of the building permit and whether a plan or a survey was available.
Well, if I may, it does appear that it just says the maximum building height, which I think is just a statement as to what the height requirement would be. I don't know that on the scope of work, which is the second part down below, Mr. Whitehouse, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I see Ms. Haas here, she may want to jump in as well, but it doesn't say what the height would be of the fence there.
We applied for 48-inch high. We never applied for 7 foot. That was just what was permissible by code, was the 7 foot high.
I presume that you guys caught that, looking at this and somebody that deals in fences, that you saw that this is one that needs a variance before you came before the board?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Thank you. And I have a few questions for the applicant, if I may. I don't know if the other board members
have questions. I'm not sure. Does any other board members have any questions?
You're the contractor?
Yes.
Okay. If I could speak for just one second, addressing your concern about priming arborvitaes, the concern that we have is being close to the water and the surrounding trees. I mean, it's a non-native species. Planting those there are going to require a lot of maintenance, especially with the bagworms in this area. So that's a concern with us.
Mr. Sharp?
So one of the things that struck me when I looked at the survey on this is that it's a triangular parcel that appears to abut Herring Creek. Is that correct, Mr. Marshall?
Yes.
And I see that you have a bulkhead there, and I see on your survey that it references flood line and has some zone AE6, which I presume are flood zone classifications. Do you have flooding on parts of your property?
High tide, the water does come up, but not over the bulkhead.
Does the shape and the of the property and where the bulkhead perhaps is limit where you would have your dogs run around?
I'm not sure I understand that question.
So if this were a lot that had a perhaps a more traditional shape, would you have been able to have an area for your dogs in a rear yard where perhaps you wouldn't need to come into the front yard for your fence?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? I don't see any. I will then entertain a motion. I guess I need to close this.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12345, increasing the height of the fence from 3.5 to 4 feet. I believe the applicant has stated valid reasons for the requested improvement and meets the standards.
Have a motion and a second?
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too for the reason. So with a vote of 4-0, your application is approved.
I thank you very much.